Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 233. Top of the day to you, Tom.
Hello, Leah. We both had to check what episode number it was. We're both off the game.
Sometimes I remember, not often. I often have to do like a double check, but you're almost always up to date.
Yeah. I've been busy doing stuff, so distracted.
Yeah, that's all right.
It happens.
But you've been doing fun stuff,
fun,
right?
Fun stuff. I've watched some great stuff. I've been building a lot of Lego.
But you don't watch whilst you build Lego, do you?
Oh, no, that's a distraction. That's too many inputs.
Any podcasts, like, or is it music or is it just silence?
Mostly silence.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I put on a bit of music, but it's got to be shuffle. And I'll admit, I was building before we record, and first LMFAO came on, and I was like, nice. And then Psy came on afterwards. I'm like, all right, good on you, Shuffle. You sorted the morning well.
Yep.
I was pumped.
So you feel it. You've also come in with a powerfully pumped color, which is a bright yellow. It's Sesame Street hoodie.
It is. It's a Big Bird yellow.
It's good.
Thanks. It's a bold choice.
When it's cold, because it's cold when we're recording. You're turning around. Oh,
I've knocked them.
That's all right. Oh, you've got Bert and Ernie. That's amazing. You know, they were my favourites.
There you go.
Who are your favourites?
I enjoy Grover. I'm a big fan of Grover. Asking who's your favourite Sesame Street is like kind of like saying, what's your nervous tick? Or what's your undiagnosed hang-up? Because all of them are like... Same with the Muppets. Each of them represent a different psychological trauma. Muppets is trauma.
So, in that respect, my favourite one was Bert and Ernie. So mine would have been a hang-up. Oh, I don't want to get into that.
Were you playing a double act with your sister?
Yeah, I must have been.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But we can't talk about all of this.
No, let's not get into that. We've got Dandy Warhol's updates to check in on.
I'm so glad you've got that out too.
Dandy Warhol, and here we go.
What's your Dandy Warhol? Oh, hang on a second. What's your Dandy Warhol update for this week?
Well, my Dandy Warhol update is that I was wondering, what's a Dandy Warhol? And I searched it and I read the first two lines on Google and I decided not to investigate further because it's some fucked up medical condition, big head thing.
Oh, that's an interesting thing for them to do. Well, I'll switch it up a little bit.
Please do, because it really brought me down.
Well, it's fine. Their first album was from 1995. I don't remember that one. I think the 1997 one, the Dandy Warhol's Come Down, I think that's the one with Heroin Is So Passé. I think that's the one that we know.
Sure. That's the same summer as the Wallflowers, I imagine, about that same period.
Where they only had one headlight, so you couldn't really tell. It was a bit confusing.
Good work.
That was a good Dandy Warhol's update. I mean, it's not as good as our other Dandy Warhol's updates, but it was okay.
Hey, they're not all going to be winners, but they are going to be regular.
Exactly. Whether you like it or not. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by pre-buttered bread rolls, saving time and energy, and really should be seen as better than sliced bread because it's literally sliced open bread with butter on it. It's a no-brainer. The Watchersville Readathon is this month, and many locals have been setting out their book challenges. Most have been relatively sensible and realistic in their own predictions, but there are a few who have really put themselves out there. One in particular is Zoe Grande, who reckons she will have no problems reading 80 books in a month. While we're incredibly impressed at her ambitions, perhaps that might be a bit of a stretch. Toby Miller has pledged to read 45 books, but to be fair, he's only 6 years old and plans to read predominantly picture books. One sentence, or sometimes even one word every two pages, really allows you to speed read. So good luck to everyone taking part, especially to you, Zoe. You're going to need it. Morris Gunthberg's app has hit number one-ish on the App Store. His app helps people correctly identify strangers at parties or gatherings who are really boring and you don't want to get into a conversation with. Whilst it's free for now, he will be introducing ads and they will be mainly for games that you'll never want to play ever. just warning you. Kate Heritage has finally caught up on The Walking Dead and its spin-offs. She says watching back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back episodes of zombies has left her feeling annoyed with humanity, no longer frightened of walkers, and reckons she can't be bothered trying to fight if there really is an apocalypse. She's vowed to herself to never watch anything with living dead creatures in it and is going to focus her time on asteroid-related film and TV shows. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
Should we check in on some renewals?
Yes, please.
You know we like to hear about renewals.
Because it's good news.
It is good news. There's more often than not, Netflix is saying, nah.
Mm.
But they have said, yeah, to another season of Is It Cake?
Oh, is this the one where people had to figure out if it was cake or not?
Do I have to answer affirmative? The show is called Is It Cake? With a question mark. Yep. It was cutting things on a podium. Was it cake or was it not?
How often was it cake?
Plenty of the time it was cake. Good. In fact, one in five of the things was cake every time.
It's a good percentage.
Because it'd be a bit shit if they're playing the game going, is it cake? And you're like, oh, number four. And they're like, ha, we got you. None of them are cake.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's really unfair.
So, yeah, we get another season of Is It Cake, which.
Perfect.
Sure.
I feel like we should be getting a Nailed It again soon.
Yeah, I think there was one not that long ago, wasn't there? Maybe like April or something?
Oh, I'm sure I just get through them so quickly.
Maybe it was a half season or something
like
that.
Yeah, maybe. But they'll definitely do the holiday one.
We did just get New Floor is Lava.
Yeah.
Five episodes of that. Haven't watched it yet because I was focused on the boys and.
Yeah. You got a lot of stuff.
You'll be happy to hear Our Flag Means Death. Renewed for a second season.
That was a good show.
And they kept it hanging for a little while there, but everyone's very excited to get back. But just before we hit record now, they announced that What We Do in the Shadows has been renewed for two more seasons.
Oh, so after this one, that's amazing.
Yep, so very much in the style that, because it's shown on, I think it's called FXX now.
Mm-hmm.
They've renewed Always Sunny for multiple seasons at a time, but they go, you guys take the time you need. If you need 2 years off to go and do other stuff, that's cool. Just, you know, Larry David style, when you feel like making more episodes of Curb,
you come back and do
it. I don't know if they're expecting them to, you know, hammer them out to a regular time or whether they're a bit more breathing or what. Two more seasons, that's great.
I don't care if there's a longer break, as long as I know that there's another season.
We
that's
are gonna
perfect.
See whatever Colin thing is, grow up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That, like,
oh, it's so good.
Hurrah. Hurrah for renewals.
Oh, that's a lot of really great news. Well, I've got some good news. Speaking of shows that have been around for a while, they announced earlier this year that there was going to be a season 5 of Fargo, but they've announced who is headlining it. And as everyone's favorite, John Hamm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect, right? But last season with Chris Rock, pre-slap, was set in, about the 50s. Mm. There was that one with Kirsten Dunst was maybe the 70s, and then there was the 90s. There's one in between. Oh, the Ewan McGregor one was set now-ish, or, you know, like I think it might have been. But this one will be set in the year 2019. And the official line is, when is a kidnapping not a kidnapping? And what if your wife isn't yours? What the hell does that mean? I can't wait to find out. Do you think he's going to be...
A kidnapping could just be a borrow. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, what was that movie with... It was based on a book with Ben Affleck. Was it Gone Girl? I thought maybe it was a bit of a Gone Girl thing.
Sure.
Potentially.
Not your own.
Fargo can be pretty messed up, and that was...
Well, if she was married beforehand.
Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't annulled or divorced.
What if it's a polygamous marriage, and so your second wife is not actually officially your wife?
Who's he up against? Do we know anything yet? How has Willem Dafoe not been in one of these shows yet? He belongs in a Fargo or something.
But if you're going to put William Dafoe in a Fargo, you've got to do the twist already on the audience where he is the good guy the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But the audience is never quite sure because it's William Dafoe and he always looks like he's the bad guy.
So that, I mean, that's not going to be out for a while, but I'm very excited. Very, very excited. Oh, also, Juno Temple from Ted Lasso will be in it, as well as Jennifer Jason Leigh from All of the Things.
Jennifer Jason Leigh of Single White Female. Single White Female.
And I think she was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. From the
80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
So she's back. Maybe she'll be the creepy.
In pog form.
Very good. What else have you got?
Let's have a look in the box of news. I saw that Doctor Strange 2 has been announced that it's hitting Disney Plus on June 22nd. That's not very long.
I'm going to watch it there then.
That's going to be like a six-week break or something between it coming out in cinemas and hitting home, maybe seven. But timing-wise, mm-hmm. it's very clearly being done because a few weeks later is when Thor 4 comes out.
Okay, so they want people to catch up on what's happened in Doctor Strange 2 before.
Yeah, make sure they've got all
Love
the puzzle
and
pieces.
Thunder, so it's called.
It is Love and Thunder. Yeah. And we'll have Ms. Marvel, which starts tomorrow when we're recording this.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's going to play in at all, but.
Dear me, there's a lot I need to get through now.
Isn't there? There's a lot.
I've got my favourite, of course. You always got to have your favourite that you're watching, and that's Obi-Wan at the moment. That's my favourite for now. Speaking of Marvel, I've done a little bit of rewatching of WandaVision. Just right. With, you know, sort of now that time has gone by and I already know what's happened in the series, I've been rewatching it, and it's made me think about Catherine Hahn because she's amazing, right? She's that meme of her winking. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, before she goes on to do more stuff with her, was it Agnes or Agatha or was it both? Hmm. I think it was both.
Both.
Okay, yeah. But her name was both. She's gone over to Hulu to just do, it looks like a one-off 8-episode limited series called Tiny Beautiful Things. It's based off a book and she kind of plays like this, they call it Dear Sugar, but it's like, you know, that dear lady in magazine, can you tell me how to fix my relationship problems? And she's like, I don't know how I got this. My whole life is already messed up.
Is that what we call Dolly Doctor?
Yeah, so yeah, Dolly Doctor. That's it. That's it. That's exactly what it is. I don't know how you pulled that out of thin air there, out of the 90s then, but that was very impressive. But that's kind of what it is. It looks like it might be a little bit serious, but it's got her in it, so I think there's going to be moments of
raucousness.
Yeah, just a little bit of hilarity. She looks so much sometimes. She looks so much like Shailene Woodley, you know, from Divergence and...
She was going to play Mary Jane in the Adam Garfield movies, Spider-Man movies.
Mary Jane?
She got cut.
Why?
Because they were focused on Gwen, Emma Stone.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Apparently it was a thing. I don't know. I wasn't there. But imagine to be a fly on the wall.
Didn't she go out with – Emma Stone go out with Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, that's what made their chemistry so electric.
Whoa, I'm so impressed by all of that right now.
It's weird because Zendaya's now hooked up with
yeah, that's true. Tom Holland.
And Kirsten Dunst, I don't think ever hooked up.
No.
Because she's got weird baby teeth. But let's just keep that between us.
Okay.
So we'll see.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Hey, if you're excited for Scream 6, because it's coming, because Scream 5 did well 10 years after Scream 4 did okay.
Yes.
Which was 8 years after Scream 3 did all right. And so on and so on.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Screen 6 is coming out, but Neve Campbell, she said, no, I've had enough. Sydney's not coming back. She's having monetary issues because she says that her contribution to what that series has become should be financially.
She's the main star.
Correct. And they're probably trying to lowball her and stuff. So this is a thing. However, she's not going to be unbusy. Unbusy?
That's a new word. We're going to use it.
She's unbusy all the time, not unbusy. No. I've twisted myself in a Gordian knot.
She's not in Scream 6.
Because she's found some alternate work elsewhere that seems to be valuing her time better.
And monetarily
better. So do you remember a game called Twisted Metal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was some weird shit back in the day. And there's a clown with his head on fire and all sorts of weird stuff.
It was good fun.
There is a television adaptation series coming of that.
She's in that.
She's going to be in that. Will Arnett is from his production company.
Okay. Yep.
Which
that
means
gives you a bit of context.
Which means that Brad Pitt may be involved further behind the scenes somewhere because they tend to pair up on a few things. But Will Arnett is going to be voicing Sweet Tooth the Clown.
Oh, yes. Which, of course, the iconic. Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. He's got a good voice, too.
Bodily, he'll be played by Samoan Joe, who's a wrestler.
Okay. So is this animated, did you say?
Nope, live action.
Okay.
Thomas Hayden Church is going to be the villain. Sure.
All right.
Anthony Mackie's in there as well. Yeah. It's a lot of big names. It's going to be in a really psycho weird show, potentially.
I wonder where it's coming to. I mean, it could come to any of the streaming services, really.
I should have written it down, but I didn't.
I'm just trying to think. Will Arnett had that show on Netflix. Murderville. Yeah, so maybe it would be Netflix. Maybe there's a deal there.
I could see it very much be. It's either them or Amazon.
But getting back to Neve Campbell, it kind of reminded me a little bit of when Tatiana.
From Orphan Black.
When it was a kind of announced that she was going to be She-Hulk.
Yes.
She-Hulk. She was like, no, it's not me. I've got nothing to do with it. And you sort of pointed out the fact that potentially that contract had not 100% been signed, and it was good news for her that that leaked because that meant that the internet was like, cool, we want her in it. We want her. And she's like, excellent, the internet wants me in it. I want more money.
That's what this is.
That's what this is because isn't it supposed to be starting filming very, very soon?
I'm telling you 100%.
She's going to be in it?
She's going to be in it. She's going to get more money and she'll have Jamie Lee Curtis's blessing or something like that on Twitter afterwards. Do you know what I mean? It'll be Scream Queens type thing.
Yeah. Yep, that's brilliant. That's really good. Speaking of brilliant, I don't know if you watched this. It was the PlayStation State of Play because there's no E3 this year. I don't think there was one last year either. So everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Jeff Keighley's out there with his Summer Games Fest again. But PlayStation State of Play announced a lot of stuff. Do you want me just to rattle
hit
off
me,
a whole
hit?
There was a lot of stuff.
I'll throw out the one thing that I saw that stuck with me, and that is that Spider-Man is coming to PlayStation.
It's going from PlayStation to PC. That's going to be big.
It's big, but like, what the hell, man? It's exclusive. It's why I bought a PS5.
Yeah, but how many years later?
Sure.
You're going to get Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
at least 3 years before anybody with a PC gets
it.
I
can't wait for Spider-Man 2. All right.
But anyway.
I'll cut you off. Please.
Resident Evil remake coming next year. We've got Street Fighter 6 coming. Some of them were 2022, but they had no dates. So this could easily be next year. Final Fantasy 16, I think they're up to. Resident Evil Village will now be PSVR. That's
no
frightening.
Thanks.
That's absolutely frightening. But the one I am interested in, and this might be the one that makes me get VR and try it for the first time ever, and if I get sick, I'm going to be so annoyed because Horizon, Call of the Mountain, the VR standalone, there's no Aloy in it. Well, at least she's not the main protagonist.
Sure.
Will be a VR exclusive.
Will you be climbing a tall neck?
I hope so. There was mountain climbing, so I assume that you're climbing a tall neck, right?
I'm going to dive off.
I want to rappel down.
That's what I'm saying.
Every day.
You'll start your morning with that.
Wake up, get up, do a rappel down, a tall neck.
And then you'll come in at work and sit down at your desk and I'll just hear you go,
yeah. Can't wait for this evening when I can do it all again. Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, that was a VR game. There's a chapter 2. Apparently that was a very good VR game. So they're really pushing this VR.
Sure.
Stray was that one about the cat. That's going to be on PS Plus, which means we're going to get it. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
I'll play as a cat. Roller Dome, it looked like a skating game. Callisto Protocol was another one. I'm just throwing because there were so many. Tunic is coming to PS5. This was the game, you play like a little cartoon wolf, and it was kind of, that people were calling it Zelda-like, and it was only on Games Pass, Xbox Games Pass.
Okay. But
apparently it wasn't an exclusive, it was just a timed exclusive, so we're getting that. And then this weird dating simulator called Eternites, so like Eternal Nights, Eternites. So heaps going on there. What we can expect from Summer Games Fest, at least this is... These are the names of developers potentially going to showcase some stuff, because this will be tomorrow. You've got 2K, Activision. Awkward. You've got Banco Namco. I never remember.
Bandai Namco.
Thank you very much. Capcom.
Yeah. Good.
Coffee Stain, Deep Silver, Digital Extremes. You've got EA, Epic Games, Focus Entertainment. I'm going to read all of them now.
See more Wolverine. That's all I care about.
I think that would have been in PlayStation.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I'm thinking either they've already done their state of play, you may not get it, or during the Summerfest, you might get a quick little...
There's got to be someone, because that comes out before Spider-Man 2. That's meant to come out this year, isn't it?
Or did that was it get shown last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, or did it get pushed? Because they already pushed back the Justice League, the Suicide Squad game.
Mm.
Oh, I want that so bad.
We're going to get a whole heap of stuff from Warner Brothers games as well. So maybe there's some new Batman stuff.
Gotham Knights, they'll push that. That'd be all right. Because that's coming this year.
I'll be interested to see what Square Enix shows, because they sold everything they own, it looked like. But there's going to be some Sega stuff. So Sonic, there's a new Sonic game coming out, cool. Right? So that'll be exciting.
I'd be up for a new Turok. Do you remember Turok?
I recognise the name.
Like
what was?
I don't know what tribe he was from, but he was meant to be like futuristic Native American tribal warrior hunting dinosaurs.
Yes, please.
Sometimes with a bazooka. Sometimes
it like
with
open
a bone
world?
Arrow. No, it's like
this is
mad. FPS. It was 1995.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Back then, like Duke Nukem style graphics. It's great.
There's a lot in there. I want to know, there were, a couple of years ago, there was some game that Vin Diesel
Escape
had a
from
game,
Butcher Bay.
And he was in the game.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
He owned, I don't know if it's still going, but he bought his and like formed his own game studio.
He's a big gamer, right?
Because he wanted to play himself in games. And yeah, they did Pitch Black games, which was the Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, right, okay.
And yeah, one was Escape from Butcher Bay, and it was you were a prisoner, like you were playing him as a prisoner in a colony trying to escape a future planet. So it was really good.
Mm.
Like really good detective shit. Felt very Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who was, I believe, sold by Square Enix. So he didn't buy it. The Embracer Group bought that, but so much.
Look at this for a segue. I'm going to grab the wheel. We're talking Vin Diesel. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has wrapped up filming and this sort of stuff. People have been posting out there, oh, I can't believe it's over, this sort of stuff.
So sad.
But there's a few people that we found out this week that have just joined. Now, we already knew about Will Poulter from, I'll say, Where the Millers, but lots of great English TV shows as well.
He was in, I don't know why I'm talking about Divergence, but he was in the Divergence franchise. He
certainly was. Maria Bakalova from Borat 2 or Borat subsequent movie film.
Oh, I love her. She was great.
So she's going to be appearing in Guardians.
Awesome.
As well as Daniela Melchior from Suicide Squad, who played Ratcatcher 2, Taika's daughter. And absolutely beloved character. Everyone went into that film going, who's that? And by the end was like, oh, this she's great. So we don't know who they're going to play. There's a couple of potentials. One could maybe be Drax's daughter. One could potentially be voicing Rocket's girlfriend, who's a, what is she? Lila Rabbit, I think.
Sure.
It's a bad piss take on like Lola Rabbit. And stuff. So there's
a lot going on
who
there.
Who knows?
Well, those movies have always been a bit bonkers.
Yes. But
in
that's,
a good way.
There's apparently a huge name that's got a big role in the film, but no one knows yet. And
well, why don't we guess?
Each time these names keep trickling out, James Gunn gets on Twitter and goes, nah, it's not yet.
Jamie Lee Curtis. You said her before.
That's a good... Who was in Sydney at some point in the last 9 months? If we wouldn't know who it is, if it's they've kept it this secret.
Zac Efron. He was there the whole time.
They have been trying to get Zac Efron into those movies for a while.
He was in Australia for a long time.
He was here.
Was Hugh Jackman here?
Probably.
That'd be interesting.
Would be interesting. Maybe it's, I don't know who plays him, but Harold Bishop. That's a get.
Yep.
Or Toadfish Rebecca.
Is that his last name, Rebecca? Can't remember. What about your Grant Denyers?
That's a big call.
That'd be a big get.
Who would be, what Australian television personality? Sophie Monk.
She would be great. Sophie.
In the galaxy.
She's like, what accent do you want me to do? I can do an American. No, no, no.
Struth, you guys. We've got to find them stones to beat Thanos. Nah, you don't need Gamora. You got me now. Come on, let's fuck off in the galaxy, yeah?
Oh, now I'm going to be so disappointed that that's not, if it's not a thing. She's big name, though.
It'd be great if there was massive just a get. Really bogan Aussie, like Brian Brown in space.
Brian Brown. Oh, just Sophie Monk, though, because even though I know what she sounds like, every time she speaks surprises me.
Agreed, because you'd think she'd have filed it down by now. You'd think someone would have come around and sanded the edges off that very sharp surface.
No, but nah, it was everything
as
you
bold
want.
Bold as ever.
It's just insane. I've got a trailer, but do you have any other news stories?
I do not, and the trailer is all yours this week because I did not write any down.
Brilliant. This is the one and only trailer that I watched and remembered, and I took it in. Netflix, 5th of August, will be releasing or premiering The Sandman, which is based on the Neil Gaiman books, comic. It was a comic book series. I listened to the audio drama of it. It was really great. They had so many amazing actors in it. For a while, you listen and you're like, I know the voice, but I don't care. I'm just going to look at IMDb later. But there was one that made me stop in my tracks. I was like, I know this voice.
In your tracks.
I know this voice. I don't even need to look at IMDb, but I will. Just for clarification, it was Joanna Lumley.
There you go.
She was a whole, but I'm talking about massive stars, like not just Joanna Lumley, but a whole heap. So my memory of it is a little hazy because it was about 3 years ago that I listened to it. But I can kind of tell you The Sandman and what it looked like in the trailer is, and what I'm remembering from the book, is that The Sandman gets imprisoned. Someone catches the Sandman. The Sandman's in control of everyone's dreams. He allows you to have your dreams. So the Sandman becomes imprisoned. People who were asleep at that time were unable to wake up until he was allowed out of this prison. I can't remember how he got out, but maybe that's a spoiler anyway. But he gets out. And then he goes back into his kingdom and it's all in shambles. And death is another character. I believe Death may even be like a sibling of his. She is amazing. She's like this 16-year-old girl. So if you die and there's like this 16-year-old girl sitting next to you, she just has a chat with you. After a while, you're like, are you Death? Am I dead? She's like, yeah, sorry about that. I was just having a chat with you to calm you down until I told you. So I'm hoping it looks like it was taking itself very seriously. It was very epic, but there were a couple of little quippy jokes in the trailer as well. So I think they're getting that tone in there as well.
Sure.
So I think this is going to be a lot of fun because they do a lot with not just the Sandman character, but a lot of other characters as well from, you know, Dreamworld. And
I did see that. I've forgotten her name, but the Matt Smith Doctor Who assistant.
Yeah, she's in it.
She's playing Joanna Constantine.
So yes.
I don't know if that's the daughter or a female flipped version of John Constantine.
There's a lot in there. There's a lot in there, and I think it's going to be exciting to be able to watch it. So that's the 5th of August. Seems like a long time away, but it's not.
Not long at all.
Not long at all.
You can wait for that.
Yeah. I didn't tell you about the quiz.
You didn't?
There is a quiz.
Good.
And it's based on a show that I watched this week. So we might as well get into some watching suggestions.
Hang on.
After you.
You've forgotten.
Wait.
No, you go.
Fun.
Now.
Fact.
Okay, I'll do the fun fact now. You know what they say, celebrities, they're just like us. I'm sorry.
You're always saying that. I'm constantly saying that.
They're just like us. That's what
I see the Kardashians and I'm just like, they're just like us. It's just like me.
So just like us, they like to have a sing in the car. And sometimes when I'm very bored and can't be bothered flicking further than the first panel on Apple Plus when I open it, I end up watching some carpool karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And I did that this week because I saw, and it was from a while ago, but there was an episode of Snoop rolling around with Matthew McConaughey. And I was like, yeah, I'll check that out. I'll see what I learn. I did learn something. As they say, they're just like us. Now, Matthew McConaughey says, Snoop, you and I, we're known for being some of the chillest guys around. But stuff still riles us. We focus on the positivity and we've learned through age and leadership how to keep calm and stuff. But I want to throw out a few things that maybe rile you up. I want to see how you feel about them, whether you feel bad or whether you feel all right, all right, all right. Like literally set it up and said it was great. Was really and he rattled off a bunch of them and Snoop's like, yeah, doesn't bother me. And he's like, what happens when you go to the bathroom? There's no toilet paper. And Snoop looks at him, like, peers at him from the side and goes, means I'm about to lose a pair of socks. As I say, celebrities, they're just like us. We've all been there. We've all had that horrible situation where it's, do I rip a sleeve off the shirt?
Yeah, what's going on?
Or do I ditch one sock and walk around a little bit weird limpy for the day? Anyway, Snoop wipes with a sock in a moment of need.
I can see those two being friends.
Oh, they've been friends for a long time. They did that movie together a couple of years ago. They've done plenty of stuff together.
He's been in more stuff than you think he's going to be in. Snoop. Like Snoop, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a lot.
Been a lot. Soul Plane.
There's also going around the internet machine. Mm. If you type in Snoop Dogg rage quitting, I can't remember what game it is. It might be Fortnite or something. But he's streaming live on Twitch and he keeps dying and he just throws a massive tantrum. So that's what riles him up.
All right.
It's very funny. And then he kind of remembers. He's like, just joking. So good, guys. So good. Very funny. That was a great fun fact. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
The quiz is a one-worded quiz. That's all I'll tell you about it for now, but it is coming up after these watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right, well, if we're talking Snoop, I'm going to jump right in and keep it going. Actually, first, before that, I want to get I'm giving out a quick prize for laziest way to get a network to pay for your holiday. Okay. Award.
Yes.
It's going to Guy Fieri. He's got a new show called Guy's All-American Road Trip, and it's his family and a couple of his best friends and their family, and they've got a bunch of RVs, and they're just turn around and they go to a farm and see how hay is made or like baled up. And then
how's
then
hay they go, made?
Not made, but like put in fucking bales, yep, and then go, yep, and how, yep, how do they, yep, this place has 45,000 chickens. How do they get all those eggs? All this sort of I don't know. It was very glossed over and stuff. There were some eating challenges. There are some fun challenges. Who can do an egg and spoon race? You know, if you're a chicken thing, they do egg.
Yeah.
They go in speed boating. All of this, it's just the most phoned in way to get someone else to pay for your holiday. I was floored. Great work.
Did you enjoy it though? Was it entertaining?
No.
Or was
it was watching someone else's fucking holiday videos.
Too obviously someone else's holiday. Okay.
I mean, they weren't good stopping at restaurants to try. He'd bought like a good friend who runs one of the restaurants.
Yeah.
He was their chef for the time. So he stayed back and cooked and had meals ready for 35 people.
So he did the work.
He did the work. But I'm going to jump back over and say, Guy wasn't doing the work on that one. But I haven't talked about it in a couple of years, but Celebrity IOU is still a thing, which is the Property Brothers, and they work with celebs and they do something nice for someone who, in their life.
There's a Brad Pitt one?
There was. Brad Pitt kicked it off, and you could tell that his obsession with renovation and that sort of stuff was clearly on display. Now, I watched two episodes from this season. One is Snoop. Snoop wanted to do up the, I'll say, the detached garage or whatever in the guy who is the commissioner of Snoop's football league. They've known each other for many years.
Yes.
He was a coach of a rival team. He and Snoop hit it off, and Snoop was like, this isn't working for us here in Compton. We need our own league.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy runs it. He's known as Commish.
Cool.
Commish.
I like that name.
So he gives him a very pimped out space in the backyard. And Snoop got involved on the first day and the last day, and it, like, lots of creative ideas and being plenty involved and stuff. Anyway, the next episode I watched was John C. Reilly.
Oh, who yes.
Is not someone I ever expected to see on a home renovation show, but he's in a dicky hat and like overalls or suspenders and was there every fucking day working for a month.
Into it.
For a month. He started out as a carpenter.
Oh, really?
And he said that his joke was that it was called, yeah, that's about it, construction. Because it was all very loose and this sort of stuff. But it was a fascinating episode. It was he was kidding out his driver to and from set and this sort of stuff is also a guy that he owns this big ranch that's covered in Hollywood memorabilia and weird knickknacks for people that they hire for film use and this sort of stuff.
That's cool.
It's very cool. And it's called like Funky Farm Productions or something like that. And there's a massive barn on site that was 100 and something years old and dilapidated. And he and the Property Brothers and their wider team do this up and turn it into a party space for this guy.
And so he can show off all the memorabilia.
Well, that's the brilliant thing. Mm. They didn't have to go and buy sofas and all this sort of stuff. They just toured the facility and found cool stuff and incorporated it into it all.
That's
stuff.
Cool.
But
yeah,
it was
cool.
Very cool seeing the difference from like in one evening's watching of you've got Guy Fieri clearly phoning it in for a holiday right through to John C. Reilly taking a month to go and do hardcore renovation.
Labor
and this sort of stuff. And they're like, are you getting bored of this? He's like, no, man. He's like, my hands were calloused years ago. This is great.
Right.
I feel alive.
Yeah. I wonder if in that respect they may end up being able to get someone like Harrison Ford because he was a carpenter as well. And I would like to watch that because he just seems grumpy all of the time.
Doesn't he? Not like that. I thought about it and oh my God, how is his name? Ron Swanson. How is his name? Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman would be amazing.
He'd be amazing, but I'm worried he'd clash with the Property Brothers and just be like, I don't need you.
Yeah, I've
you
done
guys
all
go,
of this.
I know what I'm doing here. Yeah. I do not need your assistance.
Yeah,
and
that's
it would take
true.
8 months rather than the 30 days they have.
Oh, that's gold. So that's some good watching. You've been busy.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Unless you're listening to this in your car or on a bus or actually, hang on, we actually really do need roads. Guys, can we get some roads?
Well, I've been busy trying to tee with a theme because you know how you were talking about that show From?
Yes.
And I found it on Stan, but it wasn't out yet. I was like, damn
right.
It. So I left it and then I found it.
Oh, you found it.
And it's out.
And?
It's really good.
It's really good. You think, would I like it?
Yeah, it's like four episodes in. I'm like, what the hell is going on in this town? So basically, if you discover this town, there's no way you're getting out.
Mm.
You can drive out of town for an hour. The next thing you see will be you arriving back in that town again. The town will not let you out once you're in there. So there are all of these people who have been there for various different lengths of time. Some people have made peace with it. They just learn to live there. There's kind of two groups. There's the commune, like a massive old mansion up on a hill, and there's just people living on couches and everything together, kind of all in there together, being a bit hippie-like. And then the rest of the town, or it's kind of like it's very small. It's like one road. They have their own houses and they're usually families and stuff. And they've got a hospital. They've got a couple of, they've got a sheriff and a deputy sheriff. And they all have to be in at night. And they all have to make sure that all the blinds and curtains are closed. And do not, no matter what you hear, do not open those doors. Do not open those windows because there are weird spirits out there.
Ooh.
And the best way I can describe them, right, is do you remember the beginning of Ghostbusters, the first one?
Yes.
In the library.
Yes.
And the librarian. It's like that. Oh. She looks lovely. She looks nice. And then they're like, excuse me. She goes, ah! You know, and she becomes like grotesque and everything. Yeah, kind of like a siren. Yeah, exactly. Kind of like that. And they will eat you from the inside out.
Oh, that's my least favorite way to be eaten.
No, right? It's terrible. So I'm 4 episodes in, so I'm like smack bang in the middle. There's so many questions that I need answered and I can't stop watching it, but I also can't watch too many of them because they're pretty full on, right? When they go horror gore, they go horror gore. There's one thing that I thought about, and I think this is the best time for me to watch it, right? Because we're coming out, well, if we're coming out of what feels like the pandemic, right? We're not doing lockdown. Yeah, I know, right? Touch all of the woods. We're not doing lockdowns. We're not in lockdowns. Mm. These people are. They're locked down in their town. They've got their 5-kilometer sure. radius thing. They have to be in at night. There's a curfew because if not, the bad things will come and get them. And I thought, this is not a show that I could have watched this time last year.
No.
Not at all. But I paired it right. I paired it with The Village, the film.
Oh, the M. Night Shyamalan
Ding Dong. Ding Dong. I remembered that Bryce...
We haven't busted that joke out in like 2 years.
That's because we never speak of him.
Why don't we?
I don't know.
You know I've still got a lot of time for him. When he hits, he hits.
The funny thing about The Village, right,
yeah,
is I haven't seen it since 2004 or whenever it was out, right? There were two things I remembered. I remember that Bryce Dallas Howard was in it.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten she was blind, had absolutely no recollection of that. But I also remembered the twist, which I won't talk about. But they're the two things that I remembered going into this film. And there were so many other bits. Like I didn't remember the reason for the twist or anything. So I kind of enjoyed rewatching it.
Sure. Fresh experience.
Some bits weren't as scary because obviously I knew the ending, but it's worth a rewatch.
Man, Split is great. Glasses are pretty shaky.
Sixth Sense.
I haven't seen Old yet.
I haven't seen Old.
But I do intend to see that.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot. And it's got the kid from Hereditary and a teenage girl.
That's a bit scary. But From is very good.
Okay. You know it's been on my list of I should watch that. I should watch that.
Funnily enough, Katie from For Your Reference podcast said, oh, yay, I'm glad that you're watching it. And she said it's good that you're able to watch it in your own pace because watching it week for week is a hard thing to do. So if you just bunch them all up.
I kind of like that. You know I like it.
Because you've got time to think, I guess. Yeah, you got theorize. Time to theorize, yeah.
Gives us yeah. something to talk about.
Yeah, true. Well, maybe you can catch up. Maybe you can catch up and we can kind of maybe talk about the finale together.
All right, we'll do that because we'll season 2 will come at some point.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing. Sorry, I keep moving away from the microphone.
That's all right.
Just too comfortable. 233 of these.
Just get really, really, really intimate with this microphone, okay? Cool.
Speaking of getting intimate.
Yes.
I watched the first 3 episodes of season 3 of The Boys, which dropped on Friday.
Okay. Obviously something you were thoroughly excited about.
Yeah.
3 episodes in, are you loving yourself sick?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And some of season 2 meandered a little bit. It was still great fun. This seemed laser focused on where it wants to get to now. And I'm going to dance around things. I don't want to be too spoilery and stuff. But I saw one of the worst things I've ever seen on television.
Is this the bit where you're talking about the intimacy?
Yes.
I may have to ask you later about that then.
I mean, I can talk about it a little bit if you want, but it's...
Is it too spoilery?
Yeah, it's pretty spoilery. I've recently found out that Shay quite often listens to us when she's going to sleep.
That's fine. Well, it's fine. We'll talk about it later.
Let's just say The first two seasons were very much focused on the Seven and making fun of DC heroes and piss takes of them. This season we're clearly getting a lot more Marvel influence through. And so there is a character named Termite, and he is the version of Ant-Man. And
but termites eat into things.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that. It's...
Do you need to not think about it anymore?
Yeah, it involves a sneeze and then just like awful gear.
Okay.
But that, and anyway, Soldier Boy, we've had a few early appearances of him, but they're building into him throughout the season. He is very much meant to be Captain America, except they're going to play with that idea of what happened if you took a guy who was already an asshole in the 70s, froze him for 40, 50 years, thawed him out today and said, you represent America.
So has he got the best, worst political correctness or anti-political correctness?
Yes.
Awesome.
Everyone's darling, babe, you'd do a lot better in this war if you smiled more, all that sort of stuff. But it kind of feels like, somewhere late 2000s in the comics, Captain America died. And there was a whole thing of who will take over the mantle. And for a while there, Frank Castle, who was the Punisher, he was like, I'm going to do it. No one else is stepping up. And so he made a weird cross of the Punisher's skull in red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And went and murdered people in America's name and almost kicked off a war. And it was a fucked up storyline. But it really was a very clever take on you can't put that symbolism on the wrong person.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to lift bits and pieces from that.
Interesting.
Really be careful who you wrap in a flag and who you put on a pedestal.
So there are three episodes in.
Yeah.
How many were in last season? Like how many episodes should...
Oh, I can't remember. I think it's eight.
Okay.
So we've got another 5 weeks. Maybe they'll surprise will be 10, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
They've already said that episode 6 is going to be Herogasm, which is a storyline from the comics.
I remember you telling me about that.
Where the superheroes are all supposedly away fighting someone on the other side of the galaxy, and in reality there is a private island with a fucked up orgy happening for a week.
Look, everyone's got to have their holidays.
Got to have some downtime.
To do with what they will.
Yep. Mm. Fantastic cameos already. There was a character who died last season. A lot of characters died last season with their heads randomly exploding because there's someone that has that power.
Okay.
And there's a Lifetime movie reenactment. It's more like a Hallmark movie,
Perfect.
And this who's playing that older male character? It turns around in the chair and it's bloody Billy Zane.
Oh, really? Okay, wouldn't have guessed that one.
No, but he's pitch perfect. And they've got some other just really strong cameos. Like, is that? Yeah, okay. Good work convincing that person to come and do a few hours' work.
And it's only three episodes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong enough to lift both Thor and Granthar's hammer for double avenging. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
What did you think of this week's Obi-Wan?
I, for a long time, thought was it a pig driver? No.
Those weird tentacle things.
At first, I thought that was Seth Rogen. And I'm like, is that Seth Rogen doing a weird voice? But it wasn't. It was Zach Braff.
Was it?
And that was the first time that I ever listened and went, oh, yeah, Seth Rogen's got deep Zach Braff voice.
Yeah.
Like if you watch Scrubs, which they're trying to do a revival of, if you watch Scrubs and slowed it down, I bet he sounds a lot more like Seth. Anyway, why am I talking about that?
That's amazing.
Kenobi was great. I really enjoyed this.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was solid.
I enjoy late...
preteen?
Precocious children who you already know how they turn out.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. That was a good fight and fire, though.
Mm.
If you're being dragged literally through a pit of fire, that's got to hurt.
It does got to hurt. I thought it was great that they had James Earl Jones back doing the voice. That was great work keeping that one under wraps.
So cool.
Some people are like, was he really back or are they using an AI reconstruction?
I think it was him.
Oh, I think it was
him. I mean, his name, it was there in the credits.
It was right there.
Great to see Indira Varma there. I think we're going to see a bit more of her.
Feels like setting her up. And did we see Kumail die? I don't think so. He'll come back.
Yeah, so he'll be back. Yeah. He'll be back. In fact, I think he was even in the beginning of
he was actually.
In the recap, I think. So it was kind of like, don't worry, he's still here. He's still here. But he's in with Indira Varma, like they're part of what looks like the beginning of the rebellion. Because she said that she joined the Empire wanting to help. She believed in their beliefs, and then when she got in, she was like, oh, no, this is not what I don't want this. So she's still working undercover at this point in time. But I have a feeling that Reva's going to find out.
Bad news.
I like her. She's good.
She's intimidating.
She's very career-driven.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy the other Inquisitor. I can't remember the character's name, but anyway, I love the fact that those two are just both sucking up to Darth Vader so much.
So the other guy is Sun Kang from Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's
always eating in the Fast and Furious movies.
Really?
Yeah, he does the Brad Pitt.
He's a Brad Pitt thing. I'm just trying to think about Jedi Fallen Order, and they had all of the sisters. And she's like the second or third sister, like I think they call her. Third sister. Maybe he's one of the brothers.
Sure. Hey, this is, I forgot to mention this in the news because it's not really newsworthy, but it's a thing. So Star Wars Galaxy Edge, which is the Disney World
experience.
Yes, the land. So it's had very strict canon of where it's placed in the timeline and this sort of stuff. So it meant that they couldn't include – Darth Vader can't walk around there.
Because he's not around.
He's not in that time period. Mm-hmm. You know, Rey and
– Oh, yeah, okay.
It's all set then. Yep. So it meant that they couldn't capitalize on the Mandalorian. And that they couldn't sell Grogu in the stores there easily without breaking this.
They didn't think that through.
No, they're now experimenting on – a few elements that will be non-canon segments or things like – so Boba Fett may be able to appear, but he can't interact at any time with Rey or things like that.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I mean, they have these rules anyway, like no two Mickeys can ever be seen in the same
land.
Fair
enough.
And their times are coordinated, so one will be getting photos there and one will be waving in the parade.
Yeah, right.
This sort of stuff. It's going to be that sort of thing.
Okay. Because you need Darth Vader there, right?
You do.
Everybody wants their photograph taken with Darth.
And I read, I don't know if this is real, but apparently there's like in each land there's one cast member, one character will say that in their contract it's like you can't kill anyone, like don't kill anyone, but if you've got to kill someone to save a lot of guests – you can kill someone.
Really? I wonder if that's happened.
Well, yeah. Clearly, if that's, I don't know, it could just be bullshit internet stuff.
Yeah,
but it's a fun conspiracy. Anyway, I went down a whole rabbit hole reading all this shit about where cast members can go and stuff.
Too many Reddit threads.
It wasn't even Reddit.
Oh, really? No, you've gone further.
I don't want to go near Reddit.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Sorry, I rambled away from Kenobi, but it's good fun. We're halfway?
Well, this is only three.
Three of six.
So the new episode will be when does it come out? Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Wednesday. So we'll already be out by the time this podcast comes out.
So we'll have that confused. And we'll have Ms. Marvel.
Yep.
Both. This is the first time that Disney and Star Wars and Marvel are here.
Yeah, Disney and Marvel both do it at the same time. So it's good though. Just really super quickly, accidentally watched some of the season finale of Fear the Walking Dead, even though episodes behind. I saw a character that we all knew was coming back.
Yes, I saw a headline post about it. It happened.
That's Fear the Walking Dead for you.
I hope you've stuck with it longer than we have. Maybe I'll catch up. I probably won't.
Have you got anything else you wanted to talk about before we crack into the quiz?
Nah.
I believe that was a no. So let's do a quiz. So I'm going to give you, this is called one word titles. I'm going to give you the synopsis of a one worded TV show, just shows.
Okay.
And you have to tell me what they are.
All right.
What the show is.
All right. I got it.
I've just realized I haven't edited some of these, so I'm going to do it as I go.
Ooh.
On the fly. See how much I give away. A group of people travel between different Earths in parallel universes via a vortex-like wormhole activated by a handheld timer device. Whilst this technology was intended to return them to their home universe, their premature use of the timer to escape a dangerous situation has caused the timer to lose track of the coordinates for their home universe.
Has it got the fat kid from Stand By Me?
Yep. It's a good show, right?
Because part of me was like, ooh, could it be Stargate?
Yes, but then it's the handheld device. It's
a handheld device.
Of course, we're talking about sliders. Sliders. I also wonder if a remake would be worthwhile. Make it grittier, better CG, or is it just something that has to stay in the 90s?
Can I garnish the idea?
Yeah.
I would like to have a crossover film, an event, a televisual event, shall we say, of Quantum Leap crossing over with sliders and breaking everything. And it's the end of television forever.
And we see Keanu as Neo just in the background. You just hear this in the distance. You wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Big ideas.
Great, Scott.
Who else would we throw in the mix there? Fucking Sequest DSV and have that psychic dolphin. RoboCop.
Doctor Who. But all of them.
All of them.
They're just wandering past.
Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator.
I recently read a comic of Terminator versus Transformers. And it made the Terminator the good guys.
How?
Because Skynet infects the Terminator. And like when I say infects, goes back to 1984 when the Decepticons landed and were fighting the Autobots. And the
T-1000 or whatever.
Yeah, Skynet hooks up with the Autobots.
Oh, okay. Yep.
To fight back, but humanity was never concerned.
Between those two.
Yeah, to win, Skynet's got to be activated. So the mission instead becomes protect Skynet. Autobots get on board with that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really dark.
You must have loved it.
It's great. It's
yeah,
great.
I thought so. A beautiful witch meets and marries a mortal. And this is one that I haven't edited, as you can probably tell by the pauses. She complies with his wishes to become a normal suburban housewife. Her magical family disapproves of the mixed marriage and frequently interferes in the couple's lives. One-worded show.
Was it the inspiration for one of my favourite late 90s Irish pop outfits?
C'est la vie.
Double denim big fans.
Yeah.
Was it Bewitched? Boy.
Yes, it was. Bewitched, well done.
Thank you.
I was trying to remember some of that song, but I like the words. Didn't they?
We don't need to do that.
There was a lot of actual Irish jigging in that video.
How are you now?
How are you? And how are you too? A teen comedy that follows the adventures of a Californian girl who attends Bronson Alcott High. Her and her friends navigate the ups and downs of high school life as they face struggles with relationships, schools, and social status. Comedy?
One word.
This might be a little, I might have to throw in a fact that may give it away because I feel like this is a bit vague. Do you want to have a crack first or do you want me to? Because there's an important point that I've had to leave out.
The middle? No. Okay.
Based on a movie.
Based on a movie.
Massive 90s movie with the exact same premise. In fact, it had some of the exact same cast.
Clueless?
Clueless.
Was there a TV show, Clueless?
Yeah, everybody except for Alicia Silverstone were back. They were all in there, including your man Donald.
Seth Green, is he there?
I think so.
Was he? No, it was Brecken
Meyer.
No,
it's the other guy. It's the other guy who was a skateboarder. I'm pretty sure he was in it. Might have had his hair cut, though, at that point. But it had a girl that you, when you see her, you're like, she's
I know who you mean. Now that you talked about it, I remember this and I've seen her. Her name is Rachel.
Yes, Rachel someone. That's it.
Someone.
Rachel someone. And you, do you remember the girl with the red hair in the movie Clueless? And you're like, that is a 35-year-old playing a teenager.
Yes.
She then looks like a 40-year-old playing a teenager in the TV show. Must have been a couple of years, right?
Awkward.
But it's been a bit, yeah. This is an American sketch comedy TV series starring a bloke and a girl set in and around a town in Oregon. And they're spoofing the city's reputation as a haven for eccentric hipsters. Two very well-known, well, one very well-known name, one lesser, but you still know her. The city, the main city in Oregon. You're going to say it.
Portlandia.
Yes.
Hey, okay.
Very well done.
My brain was like, Schitt's Creek's not that.
It's two words. Portlandia. You've done every single one so far.
No, I got one of them wrong.
Which one?
That last one. I jumped in with a dud answer first.
Oh, Clueless. Yeah. I forgot about that. There's only one.
Portlandia. Is that even a word? It is one word. You're right. It's one word.
But I want to watch that show again. It's always one that I think.
Is that a portmanteau? I'll go back to it. Is that Portlandia? I don't know. Portmanteau is two words smooshed, right?
I think it's two. Portlandia.
I don't know.
It's made up word.
Yeah.
Just a made up word.
God, why do I do this?
Shake yourself out.
Need to find out later. Because I'm going to, you know, I wake up at 2 o'clock. Well, I don't wake up. I'm laying there trying to go to sleep at 2 o'clock. My brain's like,
and you're like, Portlandia.
I didn't find
Portlandia.
Out.
Portlandia. Also, what was Rachel's last name? I have to look up Rachel's last name.
It's not Rachel Bilson. She was in the OC.
No.
It's not Rachel McAdams.
No. It's a blonde one.
I've seen her as a redhead, something else too, though. I'm sure of it.
Is that legal?
Barely.
Okay. A high school graduate makes a momentous decision that puts her life on a much different track than either she or her parents envisioned. Altering her life plans to attend college in New York, she follows her heart to a life that is unpredictable. This synopsis is as dramatic as the main character believes her life actually is. It's not dramatic at all. Yep.
Is it her?
Is it in the show her?
No, but her as in
yes.
The one I don't like.
Yeah. Do you want to say the actress or do you want to say the character, which is the name of the show?
Girls.
It's not Girls. It's Felicity. But Girls would have been good. Damn it, I thought you were talking about Lena Dunham. I thought you were talking about how annoying the character Felicity is.
Let's talk about how in real life.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well.
She lives in Wales now, I think. Not Felicity, Lena Dunham.
Because she desperately wants to be Phoebe Waller-Bridge's.
I thought you were going to say she wants to be the only girl in the valley, which is the only Welsh-accented word I can say and not even that well, as you can tell.
Oh, what's occurring? I could do the woman from Gavin and Stacey.
Counts.
Oh, what's occurring?
Final one.
Mm.
A bipolar CIA operative becomes convinced a prisoner of war has been turned by Al-Qaeda and is planning to carry out a terrorist attack on American soil. One word.
Mm.
I watched, I think, the first two seasons. Very good. But then for no reason, I just stopped watching it. And it had a lot of seasons afterwards.
I never watched it, but I would have been more interested if Mandy Patinkin had sung and danced. Are we talking about Homeland?
Yeah, but why is Mandy Patinkin singing and dancing? Then why? And now that is in my head.
How do you not know Mandy Patinkin is singing and dancing? He's in fucking Princess Bride.
He is too. He's the what does he say? He says the I will fight.
I am the new Montoya.
Yeah, I will fight.
Yeah, he's amazing.
There's a great video that he put up on Twitter a while ago.
Wait, is that Mandy Patinkin?
It is.
It's not Kevin Kline.
No. You're 100% right. Are
he's
we talking
a Broadway, about Mandy Patinkin's Broadway legend.
I didn't know that, but there's a brilliant video of him and his wife trying to play the board game Wingspan with their adult kids.
Yes.
Who have clearly played Wingspan before.
Sure. Not an easy game to pick up on the fly.
And he and his wife have never played it before, right? Mm. So they've got the rule books. Mm.
The hefty tome.
And you know that rule books in board games, you refer back to them. You watch a YouTube video of how to play before you do anything else. In fact, often the rule books will say, go and watch this YouTube video, right? And they are in hysterics as they're trying desperately to figure out what the instructions mean. Just say it. Say, I'm about to sneeze and then you won't.
It's gone now.
Ah,
I pushed it away and I'm good. Disappointed that I did. I'm sorry, everybody.
I was trying to finish my sentence really quickly.
I know.
There's a very funny video. They were in hysterics. It's very good. But yeah, Homeland. That's good. So you got Homeland, Felicity, Portlandia. No, you didn't get Felicity.
I did not get Felicity.
You didn't get Girls. Clueless at first. You got Bewitched. You got Sliders.
I enjoyed that because single name makes it very open to interpretation. And yeah, that was good.
Because I watched From.
Because you watched From.
And you like Lost.
Which
is exactly why it's not in there. It's too easy.
And you?
You would have felt cheated if I'd put that in there.
I would have liked to see how you try and summarize Lost to me in two sentences.
Yeah, exactly, without it being too incredibly obvious. But maybe next time. See how we go.
Holiday goes wrong, survivors grow closer.
We should do something like that. Vague synopsize. Yeah. It's good. All right. Let's remember to do it but not remember.
Sure.
Let's say we're going to remember.
So Back to the Future. High school boy out of time.
That's good. That's really good. Weren't quite dead. Walking Dead.
Very nice. Jurassic Park. Life finds a way.
It's got to be. It can't be anything else. 30-year-old singing at a high school. Oof. Greece. That's it. Brilliant. Tom, on that note, thank you very much.
Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-doo.